USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the country's future is looking bright in the fight against COVID-19. During a speech in Cleveland, Biden insisted there's still some work to do. However, he says the United States economy is coming back.
COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are down. Unemployment filings are down. Hunger is down. Vaccinations are up. Jobs are up. Growth is up. People gaining health coverage is up. Small business confidence is up. Put it simply, America's coming back. America's on the move.
U.S. Customs officers previously detained the man who killed 9 people in San Jose, California, and found that he professed a hatred of his workplace where the shooting occurred. That's according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The latest report from the Department of Labor has people feeling optimistic about the U.S. economy.
The Labor Department reported Thursday the number of Americans seeking new unemployment benefits continued to drop last week to a new low during the pandemic. Initial worker filings for jobless claims, seen as a signal of layoffs, reached 406,000 last week. The numbers beat the economists' experts as they were expecting 425,000 new jobless claims. The numbers represent a fourth straight weekly decline in new unemployment claims. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The victims of a mass shooting in San Jose, California are being honored. Today, VTA board member Glenn Hendricks spoke about all the deceased employees.
I spoke with family members to share our condolences and sorrow and let them know that we are here to support them in whatever way that we can.
He said he has been in contact with the families and noted they are going through a period of extreme grief. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Facebook announced that posts pushing the hypothesis that COVID-19 is man-made will no longer be banned on the platform. The social media company in February stating in a blog post that they would take down posts that contained what they called false information about COVID-19. Facebook adding that they would remove accounts, pages, and groups that share those claims repeatedly. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to press for an independent investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, one of the senators looking for an independent investigation, although he wants the WHO to have no part in the investigation.
The World Health Organization is not capable of undertaking this investigation because, frankly, the Chinese won't allow it. I think it's quite possible, let me tell you, that the Chinese government, the Communist Party, itself doesn't exactly know what happened because they don't have a system where if you won the Wuhan lab and you somehow had an accident and this caused a problem, you're going to self-report it. People like that get fired. They disappear.
President Biden spending some time in Cleveland, Ohio on Thursday. The president pitching his infrastructure plan. He adds that after a year of darkness, we're now emerging into the light.
We've turned the tide on the once-in-a-century pandemic. We've turned the tide on the once-in-a-generation economic crisis. And families are beginning to be able to breathe just a little bit easier.
Biden also saying there's still work to do in the fight against the COVID pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.